I'm Philip Stoughton. Welcome to That Scoop Show Special Edition Productronica Preview. I'm joined by Zev Ifrat from Cyboard. Zev, thanks for joining me. I noticed on your email signature, you're not on one booth this year at Productronica. You're at three, so it's a pretty big show for you. Tell me a bit about those partnerships and what you're going to be doing at Productronica.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me. I'm Zev, and I'm the CEO of Cyboard. And this Productronica is a cornerstone for us for fairly simple reasons. First and foremost, we will actually show our product already live. And we are at three booths. Yes, that's correct. We are with Siemens, which are our partners from the very, very beginning, and actually show how we actually integrate into their MES systems. We are with ASM is actually announced that they are going to release a new API that will allow us actually to work on their system smoothly with no delays, with no latency in the production. And this is a big step ahead because we are going to provide electronic analytics on the fly for everyone. And we are also at the VTEC booth, our inspection machine for income storage is actually working already in several places in the world and generating a lot of acceptance and from the users, because we are enabling every user that is actually in a stress to buy from the open market to actually check 100% of the reels that they are buying from the open market and take reels that were in a situation that nobody would be able to trace them to become traceable reels with a full check of 100% of the components, with a full traceability on 100% of the components.
Yeah.
So for us, it's going to be a big show.
Yeah, and I think it's huge in terms of timing, not just because it's Productronica, which only happens every 2 years, but we're pretty much in the worst supply chain crisis that any of us have seen in living memory, and we don't seem to be able to see any light at the end of the tunnel. So let's just go back to the products itself. What I really like about the product is you're not selling hardware. You're not. It's a solution that uses the existing images that are taken from the placement machine, and then you're deploying software and AI on the top of that to figure out which components are potentially counterfeit, damaged, aren't from the right batch, that kind of thing. Give me a little bit of a insight into how the product works.
Thank you for that. I mean, our product is, we are a software company, 100% software company. And what we actually do is, in this industry, all the SMT machine are taking a very fast image of the bottom of the item every time they are actually placing it on the PCB. Normally, this image is deleted immediately. And what we actually asked the machine providers is to give us this image. We have today a database of about 500 million items already. And what we do is we are employing AI models on each of those images. So we are checking each and every item that is going to pass from the reel into the PCB. And then we are doing six algorithms on each of them. We are checking the item itself, if it's the item. We are checking for homogeneity and understand if this item in this group belongs to the group. We are actually identifying the manufacturer, and that's our secret sauce. We identify where this item was produced, regardless if it's a chip or it's a passive. We understand where it was produced, and then we are able to check and that it is genuine. Then we are actually checking the pads and verify the age of the item. Then comes another check that checks if there are any defects on the item, cracks, broken corners, etc. And the last thing is checking for tampering. If this item has been touched by someone before it was actually used by the owner. All those six algorithms run very fast in less than 100 milliseconds. And by checking all those features, we are able to say, okay, this is a safe item.
Yeah.
End of the game, we provide any board manufacturer with a board certificate that says all those items are installed on your board. They are checked against counterfeit. There are some defects or there are no defects, depend on what we found. And this is actually an evidence for lifetime because we have all the images for this board in our database. And by doing that, we provide the OEMs, and these are our customers, a tool that gives them a lot of information in the supply chain area and goes along with them to the end of life of this product.
Yeah.
That's a challenge in the industry.
Yeah, no, I think it's fascinating. I think in normal times, this would be super attractive from a point of view of just traceability. That would be enough to invest in the product. But in a time like we're in now, where people are forced to go to the gray market or go to perhaps sources they wouldn't normally go to, they need that security as well. So it's hugely important. You mentioned that your customers are typically OEMs, brands rather than the EMS companies themselves. You're coming out of stealth mode at the show, but it's not like you haven't had the product running for a while. Tell me a bit about the experience you've had running the product for the OEMs you are working with.
The OEMs that you're working with enjoy actually both products we have, the incoming check and the SMT check. So what's their policy is that every reel that is bought on the gray market is actually checked by the reel-to-reel machine and identified and then approved. Then on the production, we are checking again all the items that comes on the board for every board. And together we have a clear vision of what we are actually installing on the board. But the best thing that happened with them is that they were able to continue manufacturing as is in this shortage period. So practically we allow them to buy whatever they want, let's say good or bad, but check everything and still go out with a high quality product because all those reels that were unfortunately not good were taken out.
Yeah.
So in this time of shortage, companies that need to stop lines because they are missing mostly the peripheral items. The most cases, not the main chip is missing. Yeah. Most cases, all the peripheral items, the peripheral ICs, the capacitors, the resistors, those are missing. We are enabling them to continue working because today the market is full of components, but there are a lot of them out of the gray market. So you can buy, but you have to buy safe. And if you want to buy safe and make sure that everything you use is 100% genuine, you can use our tool. They actually increased their sales this quarter with no name and did not stop production.
Yeah. And that's essential, isn't it? And that, you know, that's the struggle everybody's in at the moment. Everybody's wondering, you know, how long lines are going to be down for, and when lines are down, that means you've got cash flow issues, you've got growth issues. You know, we're all wondering what products are going to be in short supply next, particularly with the Christmas period coming up. So, so some huge challenges there, and I can see exactly where this fits in the market. And as I say, one of my favorite elements is that they can pretty much get up and running straight away, and you know, you've not got to switch the line down. You've not got to install any complex software. And having partners like ASM C-Place committing to the connectivity is huge.
Yeah, on ASM machine, installation in the factory is a matter of a week. That's it.
Yeah.
Most of the week is actually checking some standards, and that's about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we are up and running.
Yeah, and you're doing everything at line speed, which is fantastic. Yeah. Really, really... cool that you're traveling from Israel to be there. I've spoken to quite a lot of people of Productronica, and the consensus amongst many is that it will largely be a German show with not so many international visitors. And we know that there are a lot of people that would normally come from the US and from Asia that perhaps won't be there. How do you see it? What's your gut feeling as to what kind of show it will be?
My gut feeling, especially with the I'm trying to set meetings and I see the responses. So a lot of people won't come, especially not from Japan or people that we would like to meet normally in those shows. But still, we are in our beginning. Whatever we will be able to meet and to move forward with the pick and place machine manufacturers and with the EMSs and the OEMs we will meet will be a big achievement for us. I hope that in 2 years' time, Productronica will be large as was 2 years before, and there will be a preparation stage. But at that point of time, I think we will actually be able to do what we call cyborg inside in most of the pick and place machine.
Yeah, and I think that'll be really exciting. And the timing's good for you, because I think even if it's a quiet show, you're going to have time to spend with the with your fellow exhibitors who are your potential partners. So I think that's really exciting. Ziv, thanks for taking the time to chat. Good luck at the show. And I look forward to chatting afterwards. Thanks very much.